From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, finally, a memorial to Argentina's dirty war. But first, the war on terrorism. In Washington, the 9/11 Commission has ended 2 days of public testimony by former and current top government officials.
Mr. Berger, we would like to ask you to raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
It's been 2.5 years since the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, and so those in the hearing room and watching on television were eager to learn from the people in charge of national security about what they did and didn't do in the days and months leading up to 9/11. What they got, says 9/11 widow Kristen Breitweiser, was a lot of politics and not a lot of answers.
I would hope that 3,000 lives lost and the threat that this nation stands under from terrorism would be enough to transcend politics. And I am very, very upset that, you know, after witnessing the 2 days of hearings, apparently for at least these 2 days, that wasn't possible. And I have serious reservations about the final report.
Breitweiser lost her husband, Ron, in the World Trade Center. She was one of a handful of 9/11 family members who lobbied Congress for the creation of this commission. She says most of the questioning over the last 2 days was offensive to the family members, particularly the focus on former counterterrorism chief Richard Clark. He released a tell-all book this week slamming the Bush administration's efforts to fight terrorism. That book was repeatedly displayed by the commissioners, including former Illinois Governor Jim Thompson during the hearings.
Mr. Clark, as we sit here this afternoon, we have your book.
Oh, my God.
And we have your press briefing of August 2002, which is true.
That's not what Kristen Breitweiser wanted to hear. She wished the witnesses had been asked about America's relationship with Saudi Arabia, home to most of the hijackers. She wanted to know why the CIA wasn't monitoring the hijackers here and why the Defense Department was so slow to react on the morning of September 11th. But despite her reservations, Breitweiser and other family members gave Richard Clark a standing ovation because he began his testimony by apologizing, something the family members hadn't heard from anyone in government until yesterday.
Your government failed you. Those entrusted with protecting you failed you. And I failed you. We tried hard, but that doesn't matter because we failed. And for that failure, I would ask, once all the facts are out, for your understanding and for your forgiveness.
Clark has worked for every White House since Ronald Reagan was president. He testified that President Clinton treated al-Qaeda as an urgent threat, whereas President Bush did not. Secretary of State Colin Powell said on the first day of the hearings that even if the Bush White House had gone after bin Laden in Afghanistan in the months before 9/11, it might not have made a difference, as the hijackers were already in the U.S. But in an interview after the hearings were over yesterday, General Wesley Clark, a former Democratic presidential contender, disagreed. He said there was a lot the Bush administration could have done.
They could have focused on people who were in the United States. They could have followed up on leads from foreign governments. They could have accelerated effort to put pressure on al-Qaeda. There were any number of potential actions which could have been conceivable had the President of the United States simply said, I think this is the most important problem we've got. I want a plan on my desk in 48 hours on what we're going to do about it. But he didn't say that.
Wesley Clark thinks the hearings provided a valuable opportunity for the public to assess its leaders, and he says he didn't mind the political nature of the questions and the testimony.
These hearings are inevitably going to evoke partisan sentiment, but that's not improper. This is a democracy. Political parties serve to develop platforms. The president's up for re-election. His conduct of the war, whether he chooses to make it an issue or not, and he has chosen to do so, is it's an essential political issue that the American people have to look at and assess, and these hearings are one way to do it.
And for Slate political analyst Fred Kaplan, politically, the Democrats came out of the hearings looking stronger. First, Richard Clark's testimony was damaging to President Bush's claim that he's tough on terrorism. And second, Kaplan says National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice refusing to testify publicly before the commission makes the administration look shady.
Here she is. She's going on every news program to keep her from testifying under oath before a congressional panel and yet allowing her to go out and talk to every news program that she can put her face on. I think she was on 5 programs in the course of a couple of hours the other day. It makes it look like the administration is hiding something, and it makes people wonder what.
Kristen Breitweiser wonders that. She says she was disappointed Rice didn't testify, and she says she's disappointed with the 9/11 Commission. She says she and other family members will now go to the commission and demand another 2 days of public testimony to make up for the last 2 days lost to partisan politics.